Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Women Who Flew for Hitler, a true story of soaring ambition and searing rivalry, by Claire Mulley, narrated by Krista Lewis. The first thing Hitler did when he left his bedroom at the Berghof in the morning was to go straight to the magnificent terrace on the ground floor. There, at a particular time, he usually saw a wonderful and inspiring sight. Two gigantic eagles sweeping in high circles through the sky. Through field glasses, he would eagerly watch the majestic flight of these rare but handsome birds. Then one day, to his consternation, he saw but one eagle. What, he wondered anxiously, had happened to the other? For days, the subject was anxiously discussed among us, for we all saw how worried Hitler was at the disappearance of the second eagle. A little later, we decided to go again to Obersalzberg for his birthday, and a few days before the event, our column set out for Munich. About 30 miles outside Munich, we saw a fast-moving car approaching from the opposite direction, and in spite of the speed at which it passed us, Hitler noticed that some great bird with outspread wings was lying on the back seat. Immediately, he halted the column. "I do believe," he said, "that was my eagle," and he forthwith ordered the commando escort to drive back and overtake the car. "If I am fit, I promise you, gentlemen, that I shall mete out an exemplary punishment to those scoundrels, and not to them alone, but also to the recipient," he said, and the black look on his face boded no good for the unfortunates who had roused his wrath.